What's up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 144 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Was doing some meal prepping last night for the week, and I decided to... I typically, as you guys may know, I pretty much survive on some form of shake during the mornings, just because I have found that for me that's the best way to get what I need to get into my body early in the morning. It makes getting nutrients in during training clients or working at the gym early more convenient. I like the way it tastes. I don't have to think about it. I do like the same shake just about every day for years. And it just simplifies the first half of my life. It's just one less thing I have to think about, and saves time. So when I typically will meal prep, well, I would always get up an extra 15 minutes early to make the shake because it has a ton of stuff in it. And it's a lot of it is actual, like, food. It's not just, powder and milk or something like that. I got bananas, I got oatmeal, I got eggs, I got all kinds of stuff in there. So it takes some work and some time. So at some point, maybe 6 months ago, I got smart and started making two at a time instead of one, because to make two of them requires the same amount of time as it takes to make one, except now I got my next morning covered. Wow, genius, right? But literally that changed my morning experience for the better, because now, you know, let's say 2 days a week, I don't have to, you know, spend that extra 15 minutes preparing my shakes, so I can spend it doing something more productive. I can spend it sleeping, journaling, whatever. Now, just yesterday, it occurred to me, why don't I just take five more minutes on the same day and make two more? Now, why not? You know, why don't I make 10 of them? Well, because I only have four shaker bottles, but beside the point. Anyway, last night I made four of them, so I'm all set. Today's Monday, I'm all set till Thursday. I'm feeling extremely stoked about that. The little things, but seriously, it was like just changed my whole weekly morning and the night before, because mentally I'm already prepared. So that's something to think about in itself. But it got me thinking about what I kind of miss about my years competing as a bodybuilder. So as many of you guys know, I competed in competitive bodybuilding from the age of 21 until I was 30. So for 9 years, I competed as a bodybuilder, several times a year, and that was pretty much my introduction to becoming a personal trainer. And I had decided at some point during that time that when it no longer became fun for me is when I would kind of retire. And in when I was 30, it just became too much of an impact on the rest of my career, my social life, my personal life, everything else, to continue doing it. And I just didn't find it as rewarding or as much fun as it was when I started. But occasionally I do miss it. And it occurred to me yesterday what one of the things that I really miss about it. Now, I think people might, you know, look at picture, like I'll post pictures every now and then, and someone will say, oh man, do you miss that? And I think what they think of, and what a lot of people would think of, is what I might miss is being in that kind of shape, or looking like that. And no, that's not really it. I don't really miss that point. I mean, that's cool. And yeah, of course, that if I could snap my fingers and look like that for summertime, it'd be awesome. But I don't miss that. I don't miss smelling like artificial tan for weeks at a time. I don't miss carrying food parties. I don't miss, you know, never ever being able to miss a workout. But although that's kind of it. So anyway, what I do miss is there's two things. I think the nature of competition, you know, I think as human beings, we have a desire to compete. And I think there's two areas to that. One is with one another, I think, to see where we stand. And I don't really know a lot about that as far as, the psychology and all the stuff that goes behind that. So I'll just leave that for what it is. I think we'd like to compete, see how we fare against other people. But for me, a lot of it was competing against myself and challenging myself to achieve or surpass, you know, my previous conditions, competitions, levels of development, I guess you could say, and just see if I could do it, you know, see if I could get myself into, you know, competition shape, which is extremely low level body fat and as much muscle mass as you can carry. And that's a challenge in itself, regardless of who you're competing against or at what level you're competing, whether you're a beginner or at the Mr. Olympia level, you're still trying to come in as lean as possible and as muscular as possible, and that's really just about you. So what I realized, what I miss about that is that it's a very clear process to achieving that goal. It's very much kind of like a checklist. It's very clear, do this, do this, do this, and do this every day, and you will end up here. You know, it's kind of like a recipe or a roadmap. Very, very simple, but not easy is the best way I could describe it, right? It's a very clear kind of nutrition protocol that you need to follow. That's the most challenging aspect, and that is the most kind of scientific and clear. If you have good instruction and you know what to do, it's just a matter of can you do it or not, because it works. It's a very kind of mathematical, again, scientific process of counting calories, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, macronutrients, adjusting them day to day, and just sticking to it. So most people who are coaching bodybuilders at this point, I shouldn't say most, a lot of people have the formula down. It's no big hidden secret. The problem is most people can't do it, can't stick to it. It's just discipline, straight up discipline. The ability to not drink alcohol, eat crap, you know, eat six times a day, eight times a day when you want to eat three times a day. There's all kinds of levels of it. But at the end of the day, it is very clear path to success and very immediate feedback. Am I doing it or not? Training is the same. You have a very clear blueprint of how your training should go up to the contest. So everything's laid out for you step by step, and you can pretty much map out your, like, let's say when you're preparing to compete, maybe that's 3 months, but you're really, if you're a competitive athlete or a bodybuilder, you're doing it year round. So I never looked at it as like, I'm training for 3 months. I trained all year round for those 10 years thinking about competing, whether I was in what we call the off season and putting on some extra weight and some extra muscle size, or, you know, cutting down and dieting for a contest, you're still always training for it. So I don't want people to mistake that you train 3 months out of the year. You're just trying to lose body fat for 3 months out of the year. It's really, really specifically paying attention to a fat loss diet. But for the most part, you're following a muscle building diet all year, and that's very important. But let's just say for that 3 month period of cutting down and dieting strictly for a contest, I could literally map out my entire 3 months probably on that first day, right? I could tell you for the next 3 months what I'm going to be eating, what I'm going to be lifting, what I'm going to be doing for cardiovascular for the next 3 months, and then what probably I'm going to be doing for everything else. I could probably plan out my whole day, when I'm going to get up, when I'm going to do my cardio, when I'm going to lift, when I'm going to the gym, what I'm going to eat, and these are the days I can go out socially, and these are the options that I can do. I mean, that to some people would sound really, really terrible and boring, but that is how it works, and that's the key to success, is that it's very predictable and very methodical and planned out. It's kind of living your life by design, for lack of a better term, for that period of time. Now, this is where I like to see this crossover, again, into real life, because I think this is where we get lost. You know, life in general, whether you're talking about getting in shape, getting fit, not at a competitive level, just to get in shape and get healthy, you feel good, success in, you know, business and your kind of how you want your life to be, can be exactly the same. It's more complicated because there's more layers to it, okay? But it's the same idea of choosing, you know, what is the goal. So again, if we use the example of the competing as a bodybuilder, the goal is to get at, you know, 3% body fat by this particular day, and then map out, okay, here's my calories right now, here's where I need to be, blah, boom, 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 plug it all in, figure it out. Getting where you want to be with your life and or fitness is very similar. So I'll give you an example. If we were to consider my life as of now to be quote unquote successful, and again, that depends on how you describe it. You know, I would say yes, because I'm doing something that I love to do. I'm very pleased, content, happy with my business and kind of life on that side, what I do on a day-to-day basis. I'm very pleased with my personal schedule in terms of how much time I get to see with my wife, my kids, work on my personal development, but still be professionally satisfied and growing a business that helps people, provides an opportunity for my employees to make a living doing what they love, and for all of our clients to live better lives. So like from that definition, I'm wicked successful, right? So if I look back to how we ended up here, you know, there was a lot of decisions made in order to achieve a certain goal. Again, much like the bodybuilder decides what I'm going to eat and what I'm going to train to get to a certain point, you have to do that, kind of design, map out where you want to be and what's important to you in your life, and then follow the steps required to get to that point. So I'll explain a little bit more what I mean by that. So I can remember distinctly coming out of college and not really knowing what I wanted to do, but I knew very clearly that I did not want to do a kind of 8-to-5 job, at least as I had experienced it so far. I had worked at a couple different offices throughout college during summer breaks, you know, friends of my parents and stuff like that. I worked in a warehouse and did kind of warehouse work every summer for a couple years, and I saw all the people inside the offices standing at the punch clock, time clock at fucking 4:59 every day, just couldn't wait to get out of there, and were pretty much miserable every day of the week. And I thought, well, that's not what I'm doing. I don't know what I want to do, but I know I don't want to do that. So right immediately, right at there at 20 years old, whatever I was, I had to start making decisions that were not necessarily, you know, easy or favorable, because now I had a college degree that I didn't want to use because I didn't want to do that. So I made less money. I probably, you know, disappointed my parents to some degree, although they were super supportive of me wanting to do something that I wanted to do. I knew fitness and bodybuilding and lifting and training was something I was interested in. I didn't know where it would go, but I knew that I wanted to be doing something like that. So I, you know, just got a job at the gym, basically working the front desk and, you know, handing out, you know, collecting membership cards and handing out towels and waters. And at least I got my foot in the door. As that continued, I started to train people. I realized, okay, I love this, but I'm not making any money because I wasn't really training people for real. I was doing it on the side. So I figured out, okay, I need to keep doing this, but I need to make more money somehow. Okay, boom, I got to move somewhere where I can get paid more to do this, right? I can have more clients. So I began making my way to New York City. Now, any of you guys have heard this story, I apologize if I'm, you know, reiterating myself, but I think it's important. And because all of these steps, by the way, were extremely uncomfortable and difficult, right? I mean, deciding to, you know, move from my parents' house and then ultimately end up, you know, getting an apartment in New York City, miles from home and way out of my comfort zone was not, you know, just an easy decision. But I knew that the end result that I wanted, I needed to make more money and have a different life and a different career, and that's what I had to do. At some point, I did that for years and years and years, and I loved it. But at some point, I realized after years of doing that, that I needed to have something with more flexibility of time. Because as a trainer, you know, you start really early and you end pretty late. So as I met Kristen and started thinking about getting married, I realized I have to figure out some way to not do that anymore. Okay, so here's another challenge. So then I decide, okay, I'm gonna find a way to, you know, have people work for me and have a business rather than just simply training people myself. Then we just, again, you guys have heard this, we moved to Miami, partner up with my partner, open up our first couple personal training studios, and that's my first experience with people working for me that enabled me to change my schedule to a little bit more desirable to what I wanted, to design my life how I wanted it to be. Then we realized that we're in Florida, but that's not a place we want to live, and we want to raise our children there. So we start seeking out a place that is going to make our life better for our children and where we want to be, and we end up moving to Maine. Moving to Maine, starting completely over. Kristen and I both having to find new jobs, new opportunities. Had a job for a little while, found that that wasn't going to be financially rewarding enough for me to live, basically. And I also found that I wanted to be, again, back doing the fitness thing and having a gym. So started to make really difficult decisions again to do that, and realize, you know what, if I'm going to have a gym, I'm going to need to start here. I'm going to need to borrow some money. I'm going to need to find a small place. I need to start out by myself. Now, and then, now this is the important part. This is where you have to break down. This is not meant to be a story of, like, my fucking journey. The point is, every one of these these things started with me deciding I want a different result for my life, and this is where I want to be. And then I'm going to have to make decisions to put me there. Okay, this is where a lot of people kind of don't realize how this works. So, meaning that, let's say when we decide, okay, I have this job, it's not providing me the situation that I want for whatever reason. And I decide I want to open a gym. Okay, I have to find money, right? It's going to take money to open a gym. How much? I have to sit down and do the math and figure out how much money do I need and how much do I need to borrow. Okay, I need to borrow X amount of money. How am I going to find that? Okay, right here is where most people stop. I don't have it. I would really like to do X, Y, Z, but I don't have the money, so I don't know what to do, right? So whether they want to open their own business and leave their job, or they want to get in shape and stop feeling crappy, but they, you know, they don't want to go to the gym and they can't afford a trainer, so they just stop right there. You can't do that. You have to decide that I'm going to get there. You know, I made a decision. I laid in bed, guys, for this for months and months and months, trying to really, honestly, really stressed out about what I was going to do, because I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I was doing wasn't going to cut it, but I really didn't know how to do what I wanted to do. And it finally occurred to me that I just have to, by hook or by crook, there was by one way or another, I'm getting enough money to do it. So I made a list of people that I would start asking, and I looked at every single option I could find as far as borrowing money, loans, business loans, personal loans, friends, family, and just decided that as uncomfortable as it would be, I'm going to work my way through that list. Once I got to where I could get the money, then it was a matter of, okay, how do I, you know, what do I buy? What do I do? Where do I go? And starting to look at locations and finding a spot and come up with a plan. I mean, this is how it works. You know, nobody realizes this is how it works. Talk to anybody that started anything or made any kind of move, whether they've lost 100 pounds and got in shape or they've started their own business. Talk to them. See how it went. You know, you'll usually just see them when they've lost the weight or when they have or the business is up and running. But you have to really witness the beginning part. So then you have to make a decision and plan it out. Okay, I'm going to at first be training everybody by myself, and I'm going to take a step backwards and be working more hours and you know, doing the opposite of what I wanted to do 10 years ago. But then I'm going to have people come work for me, and then I'm going to be able to work less, and then I'm going to be able to work less. And at some point, once we got going, I decided I want to, you know, I worked every morning and every night, and I wasn't able to spend time with my wife at home. I wasn't able to see my kids after school, so I decided I'm going to get off of the afternoon so I can pick the kids up, give Kristen time to work and spend some time with my kids. And I started making decisions how that would work, and I didn't really want to do that because that meant I'd have to start taking 5 a.m. clients, but that was the only way I could keep, you know, the number of clients I needed to train up and still be done at 2:30. And then I realized, okay, if I don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning anymore, I'm going to have to get to a certain point where I can have somebody else take those clients, and I can come in a little bit later and focus more on growing the business and less on training clients. But I mean, these are all thoughts that have to happen, but then the big thing is you have to follow through. So what I would encourage you guys to do is, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, okay, if it's weight loss, if it's entering a bodybuilding contest or a powerlifting contest or quitting your job and starting a business, you have to, what my friend Aaron calls, reverse engineer the plan, meaning like, okay, where I would like to be is XYZ, and get very detailed about what that means. Do you want to be able to work from home? Do you want to make X amount of money? Do you want to lose 50 pounds? Do you want to, you know, enter this bodybuilding contest or this powerlifting contest? Then you have to clarify what, you know, what would enable you to do that, okay? If you're going to work from home, what would enable, what kind of a job could you do? What do you want to do? How much money would you need to make? And then you need to start backing that out. And then once you have it all mapped out, much like the bodybuilding diet, you have to actually do everything, okay? You have to actually make the plans and stick to every single one of them every single day. And these things will take shape. I can't think of anything you want to accomplish that you wouldn't be able to accomplish if you mapped out the proper plan and you had the discipline to stick to it. So I think where most people go wrong is they have the goal in mind, but they don't really have the steps required to get there. That takes some real, real thought, which means not something you can multitask and do. That means go take a notebook, sit in a quiet place, no phone, no Facebook, no Instagram open, no email open, close everything. Sit down with your piece of paper, plot out where you want to be, how you're going to accomplish it, and then your daily tasks on how you're going to do it. That is the only way that I've found to be successful in just about anything, and that's what I have learned from other people way more successful than me, and that's how they do it. All right, I hope that helps you guys. I'm out. See ya.